Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time. Turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Coming up, Courtney has the news. The drones are here. The drones are among us here in New England. And so Courtney will have that and the rest of the news coming up at 8:20. But right now, Boomer Esiason, who is brought to you by McFarland Energy, the region's most dependable provider of home heating oil delivery and expert HVAC services at McFarlandEnergy.com. By Shaw's and Star Market, perfecting the art of fresh. By Town Fair Tire, for the best prices on tires. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. And Boomer is also brought to you by your New England Kubota tractor dealers. Hey, Boomer.
Hey, good morning, everyone. Oh, man, 3 weeks to this football season's finally over for both you guys and us down here in New York. Holy God.
You sound ill.
You know what? I've had a head cold for over a week. I sound worse than I feel, I will say that.
Oh, good. Okay.
Yeah, my radio partner, one of them had a flu, the other one had a cold, and then, of course, I'm sitting right there in that germ-infested studio.
Well, let me put off talking football as long as possible because I want to thank you for your Christmas gift this year.
Oh, you're welcome.
10 out of 10.
Just arrived. Theragun, the massaging device. Courtney is sitting on hers right now here at Gillette. And can't thank you enough. It's an awesome gift. We really – and this is one that Wiggy's happy with it, and he's keeping it.
Yeah, oh, yeah, all day, baby.
Oh, well, I'm glad. You know, the thing about it is, Wig, I just wanted them to feel like what it meant to be a football player. You know, every Monday morning you wake up, you're sore, you're bruised. And for every game, you know, it's nice to get one of those things going for you to get you all loosened up.
Exactly.
maybe this Patriots team was too loose. We've been talking about it this morning. They seemed unprepared, Boomer.
Well, you know, anytime you lose the way that they lost and you lose time of possession battle by 8 minutes, you're going to feel like you got your ass kicked. And quite frankly, you know, they're moving up the draft board right now. They're number 3 in the draft rankings. And like I said, the season can't get over fast enough, and it's not going to be pretty as we finish now. Coming down this last month of the season. And, you know, you wonder which one of these teams may, you know, win a game or two, whether it be the Giants, the Patriots, Jacksonville, or New England, that is going to cost them somebody very special at the top of this draft. So, I mean, what I see again about the Patriots is I see some quality players on the team. There's no question about this. This is going to be a huge rebuilding offseason. They have plenty of money to spend up against the salary cap. They got to get it right at the top of these drafts, though. That's really what it comes down to. They've got to get foundational players that are going to make a difference.
After the game, Gerard Mayo asked about why they didn't quarterback sneak it with Drake, and his answer was essentially, "You said it, I didn't." Is that a shot at Alex Van Pelt? And if so, is this Gerard Mayo again pointing the finger at everybody else?
Well, to me, what it sounded like was, like, I don't know, I'm not the offensive coordinator, I don't call the offensive plays. And I always wondered, you know, the relationship between Josh McDaniel and Bill Belichick. I think Bill Belichick would look over to Josh and say, hey, this is what we want to do here. This is how we want to do it. And I think the head coach, in, especially in that case, because of his success and you know, his controlling nature, that he would definitely have input on the offensive game plan. I'm not so sure that Gerard Mayo is going to be doing that as a former defensive player and still trying to find his footing as a head coach. So, yeah, I mean, it sounds to me like, yeah, that's Alex Van Pelt's call. That's the offense's call. It doesn't sound like he gets too involved in that. And that would be a smart thing for me just simply because there's so many things on his plate as a head coach that sometimes a rookie head coach is going to be missing different things and they're not going to be a part of things that you would think that they should be.
Boomer, in that same breath, when you look at Drake May and his development going into next season, is it more on if Gerard Mayo is the guy or is it more on is AVP good for Drake May? If we keep Gerard Mayo for another season, say, and he's not the guy, will that really hurt or deter Drake May?
I mean, I have to wait and see what happens these last three games, believe it or not. I mean, every snap for Drake May is of the utmost importance. He's got to experience everything, you know. He's got to feel what it means like to be tight in games if they can be late in these games. And as long as he continues to show progress. You know, yesterday, they had a terrible third down package. I think they were 0-for-6 on third down, which really is what cost them in the time of possession game. And, you know, if you can't convert and you're not converting, there's obviously something wrong there. So I still say that I want to see more. I want to see these last 3 weeks because this is really important stuff going into next year. It may not seem it now, but for next year, all the experiences that he can deal with and he and Alex Van Pelt together will determine whether or not there'll be a new offensive coordinator. My hunch is that there will be.
Boomer, you talked about the Jets and the Giants. The one thing that you can at least say from them that you see is guys like Malik Nabers or a guy like Garrett Wilson, or even Devontae Adams in the game yesterday. The Patriots receiving core, it's so bad. Like, do we really know how good Alex Van Pelt or even Drake May could be, because they're just so far behind when it comes to having anybody at the wide receiver position that can really be explosive?
Well, that and the offensive line. I mean, I those are two areas where they have to vastly improve. They have to be their two top priorities, I would think. And it goes hand in hand. You know, if the offensive line is continuing to be shuffled and there's guys in and out of the lineup, there's no continuity there. There's nothing there. And they don't work together. And if they don't work together, then you know, how are they going to be picking up stunts? How are they going to be blocking different defensive schemes that they're going to see week in and week out? And then, of course, that hurts the wide receivers down the field. And they didn't get into the game until late yesterday. So, we all know what the problems are, where they need to really focus on in this this offseason. And wide receiver, like a guy like T. Higgins, who most likely is going to be a free agent. I don't know. The Bengals keep saying they're going to maybe, put the franchise tag on him or something, but they're going to have to pay Jamar Chase a bankload. I just can't imagine that T. Higgins is not going to be a free agent. And if he is, I would think he would be one of the guys that I would be looking at if I were New England.
As an expert lip reader, I deciphered Jonathan Kraft yesterday during that game saying the play calling is terrible. Is that an issue for Alex Van Pelt?
Of course it is. But I would also say, you know, I don't want to kill the players. I mean, they're just, it's an average roster. And that goes back to Elliot Friedman. That goes back to,
Elliot Wolf.
I'm thinking of the hockey guy, Elliot Friedman, because my hockey team stinks right now, which is the Rangers, by the way. I would say that, it does not bode well for AVP. It does not bode well for, Elliot Wolf. I mean, you know, they just don't have a great team. You know, there's no Julian Edelman's, Rob Gronkowski, Randy Moss's, Tom Brady's running around out there.
Yeah.
I mean, this is just an average roster team. And I feel like for 14 weeks now, this is all we've been talking about. And we're going to continue to talk about it until we see what they do this offseason via the draft and free agency.
Well, looking around the league, Josh Allen threw for 362 yards, 4 touchdowns, ran for 68, 2 touchdowns. I mean, we talked about it last week. He's got to be the MVP.
I would say he's number one right now, and Lamar Jackson's right on his heels, man. Lamar threw five touchdowns yesterday against a crappy Giants defense. So, I would say 1A and 1. 1 and 1A would be Josh Allen would be first, and then Lamar Jackson would be second. Really, really, really. And this is where Lamar won it last year, if you remember. The last week, month of the season, he beat Tua Tagovailoa, and they went out and they beat San Francisco and Brock Purdy. And those two guys were in the running for MVP, too, until they lost to the Ravens. So it goes to show you that these last three games of the regular season are going to be vital to determine who is ultimately going to be the MVP. But if I had to guess, I mean, to me it's like, I don't know, Josh, I feel like he's got to do so much more, especially with his defense giving up, with, you know, as many points as they're giving up now all of a sudden.
If you were Andy Reid, would you just give up the one seed and make sure that Mahomes' ankle is fine when it comes to playoff time?
It's going to be hard to keep Patrick off the field, as we saw with an ankle injury a couple years ago. But they have a two-game lead in the AFC, I believe. And I do believe they may have the only one they don't have the tiebreaker over, I believe, is Buffalo because of the head-to-head matchup. But I would take at least a week. I would give up a game, you know, assuming that, you know, you think you're going to lose the next game that they play, and make sure that he is healthy going into the playoffs. I would not risk him if I didn't have to.
I have to ask the question because last year I believe the word you used to describe him was douchey, but Mac Jones, is he the cockiest losing quarterback you've seen?
You know, he does this weird thing with his head and shoulders. I don't know if you've seen this. I'm sure you have. Like he'll throw a pass and he'll walk over to the sideline and he'll tilt his head to the left.
Yeah.
And he'll lift up his left shoulder, you know, yeah. And he'll be walking to the sideline like he's like unbalanced or something. It's just a weird kind of way, you know. And the one thing I will say about Mac is that when the ball comes out of his hand, it looks strange, man. It's like everything is high. Everything wants to be high or overthrown. And, you know, that interception to seal the game for the Jets yesterday was a horrendous decision and a horrendous throw. And that was the Mac Jones that we saw in New England the last 2 years.
Not to use an analogy that might be troublesome for you right now, but it looks like when it comes out like a drone that is like seeking the other team.
Yeah.
Boomer, have you seen the drones?
I have only seen videos of them. I haven't seen them up close and personal. I mean, I'm in downtown New York as we speak now, down in Tribeca. They have not been flying over us.
Okay.
But my producer, Al Dukes, is from Bradley Beach, New Jersey. And he is basically so, like, interwound into this whole thing that, like, you can't even have a normal conversation with him.
I'm the same. Yeah. I can't. I don't know if it's UFOs or, I don't know what's going on. I'm terrified.
I don't know either, but I say the only palatable explanation that I have gotten thus far is that it could be some government agency that is potentially looking for some sort of radioactive material that may have made its way into this country through the port of Newark.
Yep.
That's the only explanation that I am willing to accept right now. And I don't want them to tell me what they're looking for.
I'd rather aliens.
Right. Courtney would prefer the aliens.
That's terrifying. Some nuclear bomb. Yep, I'll take the aliens.
Terrifying for her.
Boomer, there's been talk about the Jets and former Titans GM. Any chance if they do go, I'm drawing a blank on his name, any chance if they do go with him, we see Vrabel over there. I know there's been conversations about that. And if Vrabel does land there, is there a chance that Rodgers would return to play for Vrabel?
I still think there is a very good chance, depending on who they hire as a coach, that Aaron Rodgers stays here. I mean, look, they still have another year in the contract. All of a sudden now, the last couple weeks, he's starting to play well. Maybe it has something to do with playing in warm weather the last 2 weeks. He played in Miami and Jacksonville in back-to-back weeks. And, I mean, yesterday was vintage Aaron Rodgers. You know, I was thinking to myself late in this game that if the Jets were going to lose the game, because they almost did, I could hear people screaming and yelling about Aaron Rodgers when Aaron Rodgers did everything to win the game yesterday, not lose the game. It was the Jets' defense that has fallen apart over the last 6 weeks. But depending on who the coach is, if it is like a Vrabel or John Gruden, somebody of that stature, I could see Aaron Rodgers staying here. But if it's like an Aaron Glenn or a, you know, Bobby Slowick or somebody like that, I just don't see that. So if Rabes comes here, which would be great, I could see him wanting to have Aaron Rodgers on that field, no question.
Question of the week for Boomer Esiason, brought to you by McFarland Energy, the region's most dependable provider of home heating oil delivery and expert HVAC services. Find them at McFarlandEnergy.com. How does the great Bill Belichick do when it comes to college football?
I think he's going to do great, man. I really do. You know, the thing for me was, after all these reports and everything else, it's shocking to me that he did contact the Jets, and there were multiple sources that said that he did. That's how bad he must have wanted to get back into the NFL that he was actually considering the Jets. But you know what? There is something that I kind of like about this, and he'll have it all set up. He'll have it running the right way, and look, they're not in a very difficult conference in the ACC. I mean, he can go in there within a week and get that team to the top of that division. So I think he's going to do great, and I think it's great that he gets a chance to live a dream, it sounds like.
Do you think it's all about the control thing? I mean,
I do.
Yeah, that's why.
I actually texted a buddy of mine that works inside the NFL offices here in New York, who knows pretty much all the owners, has relationships with everybody, and I basically asked him a simple question, and the question was, are the owners of the NFL intimidated by Bill Belichick? And his answer back to me was, yes, they are. And the reason for that is because a lot of these owners are afraid to totally blow up their building in order to, you know, become competitive again. And that's what would be required if you hired him. He's not going to be accepting of a GM, or he's going to want to control the whole thing. And I think that's one of the reasons why NFL teams turn their back to him.
All right, Boomer. Well, it's been awesome all year long. I'm off next week, so we won't talk, but I'll talk to you in the new year. And what?
And congratulations are in order, because Boomer is going to be a grandfather of twins.
Oh, boy. When is that happening, Boomer?
That happens in May. Yeah, my daughter, Sydney. Thank you, Courtney. I thought I announced it by accident last week. I didn't realize she did it on social media. Yeah, but we got twin boys coming in May, and I couldn't be any happier. That's 6 grandkids in 4 years, for God's sake.
Oof. You do not look old enough to be a grandfather. Let me be the first to say that, Boomer.
I think you just like your Theragun gift, is what I think. And I appreciate the sentiment. That's what I appreciate.
Right. Boomer, Merry Christmas. And
Merry Christmas, guys.
Talk to you after the new year.
All right, sounds good. See you.
Bye.
The exclusive home for Patriots Monday and Friday.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Timeout Market Boston. The Patriots fall in Arizona 30-17, falling to 3-11 on the season. Drake May completed 19-23 passes for 202 yards. He had a rushing touchdown and an interception in this one. It's the fourth straight loss for the Pats, and the New England's D allowed 25 or more points for the last 4 straight. We'll be able to ask Gerard Mayo all about this loss and so much more in the 9 o'clock hour. And Monday Night Football has 2 games tonight. The Bears take on the Vikings at 8, while the Falcons take on the Raiders at 8:30. The Celtics, however, got a win in Washington, 112-98, the final. Jason Tatum led the way with a double-double, 28 points and 12 rebounds. Kristaps Porzingis did exit the game in the second quarter and didn't return in the second half due to right heel pain. After the game, Porzingis said he didn't think it was anything major. Freddie Freeman's walk-off Grand Slam ball from Game 1 of the 2024 World Series has sold for $1.56 million, the third most expensive baseball ever sold. And experience the essence of Boston's culinary and cultural scene at Timeout Market Boston, nestled in the Fenway. From live music sessions to food and beverage tastings and everything in between, Timeout Market Boston showcases the best of the city under one roof.
Interesting that Boomer said sit Mahomes this week because he got two in the hand. That is a quick turnaround because they play Saturday, right?
And then Wednesday.
Yeah.
On Christmas, which Netflix is sweating.
Yeah.
Could you imagine they drop a couple bill?
Oh.
And Mahomes it's Carson Wentz.
Yeah, no.
Oh God. I know I have to do this because I'm the resident Brady guy. I don't believe Tom Brady ever left a game outside of 2008 Week 1 with an injury. He left games because they were out of hand. He left games because Matt Castle had to lose on purpose against the Dolphins so that they would get the Jets in the first round. That stuff happened, but he never left the game. Think of how long he played.
Yeah. The finger, he didn't leave that game. It was just after.
Always finished the game. And so Mahomes, I would doubt we see Saturday.
Yeah.
Maybe the NFL's saying, we need him healthy on Christmas if you want to go conspiratorial.
Yeah.
But their schedule is, though, if you're the Kansas City Chiefs and you're sitting there, you got to look at your schedule. It's not an easy schedule. They got their Houston, than the Steelers in Pittsburgh and at Denver. And the Bills, you know, two against New England, and I don't know who that other game that they have, the Bills. But the Bills are like, they're right on their heels, and home field is big now that you only have one team that can get it.
Oh, ready to go. Okay, here we go. It is currently 33 degrees in Boston, afternoon high 43.
The news with Courtney coming up next.